Welcome, dear parents. It's Cheryl Lang here, and I'm so glad to have you join me for another episode of the Parenting Podcast. Today holds a special treat as we shine the spotlight on our remarkable listeners. Get ready for an engaging Q&A session where we delve into your pressing questions, offering practical guidance and encouragement. In response to inquiries from two distinct listeners, our recording team discusses challenges spanning the spectrum of parenthood, from the spirited pushback of a young child to the unexpected hurdles of young adulthood. Despite the apparent differences, these experiences surprisingly intersect, revealing common threads that bind us together in this parenting journey. Join me as we explore these shared experiences, glean some wisdom, and forge deeper connections through TPP in this wondrous world of parenting.
Gosh, the weather has been so beautiful.
Oh, I love it.
I don't know if it means we're going to have a really hot summer, but it has really been beautiful here in Oklahoma.
And the tulips have been.
Yes.
Really. Yeah. It's like everything bloomed all at once.
Yes.
Right.
I love this time of year.
I know my grandkids were over the weekend and they go, Oma, what's those big white flowers that are out in your backyard? And I'm thinking, because I plant a lot of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
I think, I don't know what they're talking about.
What were they?
They were plumerias.
I don't know what those are.
They're big, giant. It's a vine.
Oh.
And they had, these were white, and they were all in bloom, and they were early bloomers.
Oh, wow.
And so they just had climbed up the side. I mean, they've been there for about 10 years, but they only bloom for, you know, a couple weeks, and then they're done, and they go back to just a green vine. Mm-hmm. But the kids were so cute because they were all intrigued by them, and I'm stumbling out. What are they talking about? And because it's at the corner of the backyard, I forget it's there unless I actually go out in my yard, which I don't do very often anymore. So,
well, I went with my mom and aunt last weekend to a scavenger hunt. It's like an escape room, but with an app out in at the Married Gardens.
Oh, yeah, I saw that advertised.
We could hardly even focus on the puzzles that we were supposed to be doing for all the tulips. I mean, they have just planted masses of tulips all throughout the gardens, and they're just beautiful. I kept taking pictures of all the flowers. And
I still have a couple of purple ones that are tinged with white that are still blooming. Really pretty.
Yeah, I think they're so pretty when they're almost about to die. I get like when they bloomed all the way. I love it.
They are, and then they're gone.
Yeah, that's it. And don't forget that they're there if you start doing other things, because they go back into the bulb state and go dormant, and then you're like digging. Oh shoot, I must dug that thing up. I forgot that was there.
Yeah, if they lasted a long time, I'd love to have tulips everywhere.
Some of them will last. I mean, I have tulips that are probably 10 years old.
Well, I mean, if they bloomed all season.
Oh, I see. Yeah. Yeah. Oh yeah, yeah, that would really be nice.
Yeah,
so.
Sure would. I knew somebody, and they planted, I think it was daffodils. And they planted them throughout their entire yard. So then the spring, their whole yard was daffodils. And then they just mowed it down. And then they would come up every spring.
Yeah.
So how fun.
Oh, it was so pretty.
I have a ton of daffodils, but they're in bed.
Yeah.
But
one
escaped this year, and it was in the middle of the lawn. And it was the cutest thing. It was a little daffodil.
The lone daffodil.
Yes, all alone there.
And one more flower story, and then we'll get to our thing, is when I moved in my house, I planted Johnny Jump-Ups, which look like little pansies.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay.
But they're Johnny Jump-Ups because they jump up everywhere.
Yes, they're spreaders.
And so it's been over 20 years, and I still, in my neighbor's yard, I will see Johnny Jump-Ups jumping up in their garden sometimes. So. They do jump up.
Uh-huh. They're cute. Sounds like it.
And if you don't want them to invade, put them in a pot.
Okay, so I have our electronic mailbag here.
Yes.
And so we're going to do one of our favorites. Let's do some Q&A.
I love these. Yeah.
Okay. So a dad wrote us. He was kind of distraught. This is what the dad writes. I've always been close to my older son. He just recently graduated. We had good times together. We enjoyed each other. We had good conversations. But he just graduated.
That'll do it.
And suddenly everything has changed. There's a distance between us. It's like we're in two different worlds now. Mm. I recently took the family on a vacation and his girlfriend came with us. And that's all he did was hang with her.
Well.
So what am I doing wrong?
Well, my parents always know, don't allow Ellen to bring a boyfriend on the trip. You'll never talk to her because.
Well, I think we can presume this is his first graduate.
Yes.
So his first young adult.
Yes. Uh-huh.
And so we're laughing, but we feel his pain.
Right. Yes. Yeah. Okay. It's from experience that we laugh.
Yes.
And compassion.
Well, and I think we also have to be careful. There's a possessiveness that we have with our children.
Oh.
And now they're entering into adulthood, mm-hmm. which from now on, we will be sharing them with everybody.
Everybody.
You know, everyone.
It's so true.
Whether it's a job, a spouse, friendships, mm-hmm. their interests.
That's really
mentors. True. Yeah.
So I think he's feeling that severing mm-hmm. of the relationship.
I think if you relax and realize that's normal and it's part of mm-hmm. life, even though you're grieving it.
Right.
He'll come back around.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
He needs time to establish who he is, how he fits into the world. But you're always there.
Right.
And I think that around 25, your kids kind of come back to you in terms of wanting relationship and friendship. And things like that.
Right. Maybe a little bit dependent on the way you handle
you
the relationship. So.
Right.
Good point. I would agree. Because that clinging thing mm-hmm. just makes them pull away harder.
Yeah.
I mean, even we've talked recently about teens. This particular season is very different.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And I don't know about y'all. Every time we bring it up, nobody really talks about this releasing time mm-hmm. of young adults
right.
and how to maintain that relationship. Because what I'm hearing from the father, okay, I don't have control anymore. They're not my child.
Right.
I'm not parenting them. But this doesn't look like what I thought it would look like.
Right.
Right.
Well, and I think especially just after following graduation or the 18th birthday or however your family marks the release.
Yeah.
It's clumsy on all parts. It's everyone's getting their sea legs about them. It's just very challenging to know where the boundary lines are because you're probably still giving some amount of financial support. You're probably still giving some amount of maybe, you know, they're living at home even or, you know, some kind of safety net that you're offering them. So it feels like you should still have all the say and all the benefits of relationship. But your job is to lead in the releasing and take the first step.
Ooh.
And it's hard to make yourself do something that hurts so badly.
I think you're speaking directly to this father because he expanded on this to me personally and felt so magnanimous that he's paying for this very nice vacation.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if they did a cruise, but it was a location they went to and it was beautiful. And he was so excited. Mm-hmm. Returned.
Unmet expectation.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Mm-hmm. But also, whether it's for college or you're living at home, whatever it is, then you still have a certain responsibility to how you interact in this family. If you just move out and you live on your own and you're completely self-supporting, that's a different world.
Mm-hmm.
Now, you don't hold it over their head as a threat,
mm-hmm.
but there is a respect and an obligation.
Mm-hmm.
So there are certain aspects that I can have a say over, you know, maybe I don't want you coming in at 2 a.m, even though you're 19.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I agree with it. There's a mutual respect that happens there. But I think this dad is talking more relational.
Right.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
so maybe those things would be in the areas of more concrete types of things, but we don't own their affections.
No.
We can't own their desires.
No.
Yeah. And that's what he's talking about here, because we want to be careful that we don't use money to control or manipulate. You've talked about it here. Your mother was the super controller.
Right.
And she used money to do it. And she tried to sink her hooks in. And just what you're talking about. She's saying, I'm paying for it. I have the right to do it.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And so we want to be careful not to do that.
Mm-hmm.
And that's not what he's talking about here.
Yeah.
I agree with you, Christy. I think he's just saying, Where'd the relationship go? Right. Yeah. I didn't change. Why can't we keep doing what we used to do? He's Twitter-pated.
Yes.
And he was enjoying his cute girlfriend.
Right.
Didn't think of, I wouldn't have thought of my parents.
Right.
I would have abided by their rules.
Right.
And in this case, this was the girl had her own room and that sort of thing.
Right.
So the father set up all the parameters and the son.
But he sabotaged it by accident. By inviting the girlfriend.
But the son wasn't being disrespectful or ungrateful in any way.
He was being normal.
He was being very normal, yeah.
This girl's a lot more interesting than my dad.
Right.
And he's going, thanks, Dad. I appreciate you having this great vacation. Yes.
Well, I think it makes a good point, too, that check your own heart and your own motives when you do extend these blessings to your kids, financial or otherwise. You know, like I think about if I take my girls to lunch, of course I'm wanting great conversation and to hear all about their lives. But I have to hold that loosely. I have to say, my goal here is to get some time with my kids. If it happens to the extent or the quality that I want, great. Yeah. If it doesn't, maybe next time, you know, and just be glad that I got to spend some time with them.
Because this perfect. Is, again, different from the adolescents.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, we have to treat them as adults. Of course, there's some parameters to that, but it's that respect thing that's so important, you know, just a hard time because they're navigating now with full government, everything. They are in their majority. They can vote.
I'm thinking of it kind of in terms of home ownership. You know, the mortgage is held by the bank. You're not full owner of this house, but they don't get to dictate what you do in the house.
They don't get to
come in and tell you how to rearrange the furniture and tell you what you can hang on the walls or what can be held there. But there is a financial agreement that you're obligated.
And that's what I'm meaning in it. I'm not meaning it's this thing you hold over their head.
Mm-hmm.
It's just something that you help them to see, you know, define what is adulthood.
Mm-hmm.
And that's something that I see a lot of parents, especially in wealthier areas, and their kids are in their 30s and they're still giving them tons of money to do stuff
that's
with.
True. And then they're getting walked all over and taken advantage of. It kind of goes back to, it's like a grown-up version of Dr. Stevens' birthday box that we talked about where you're releasing them.
Okay, so that's a lack of balance. And and what else would y'all say? What other positive things or encouragement would you give this dad or step?
I think give it time. Give him time to work through the independence. It's a new toy. He's real excited about it. He's maxing it out as much as he can. And your relationship sounds like it was really good and solid. And that's going to be something that he wants to come back to once his new toy has lost the shine.
I think that's it. Yeah,
excellent.
That's perfect.
Yeah. Okay. So let's look at another one. Let's go to the other end of the time of raising our children and a different situation. So this is a parent with a couple of kids, and I think the way it's written probably is the mom submitting this. My toddler is very strong-willed and has been butting heads with me on everything, it seems. No matter if it's me asking him to share while playing with his little sister or eating meals so he can go to bed with a full tummy, he doesn't like to go pre-K. He cries every time I drop him off. He throws his body down. He begs me to take him back home. Please, any tips on helping him to cope?
I'm tired just reliving the thought of that. I had a couple of strong-willed children, and it is really hard when you feel like every single day you're swimming upstream.
Yeah, that's really hard. You know, I can remember apologizing years down the road to one of my daughters because she was a really easy temperament. And I said, I know sometimes I asked you to do stuff that wasn't fair, but I knew you were the only kid that wouldn't give me a hassle when I asked. And now she's a mom. And she goes, oh, mom, I totally get that. I said, and I'm sorry. Sometimes it wasn't fair, but I was just tired. And I went, okay, I can ask her to sweep this thing and she'll do it without saying anything.
Well, the tired thing you're talking about, because this kind of a person takes more energy.
Mm-hmm.
I'm to tell you, he'll take more energy from everybody all of his life.
Yeah.
Because he's not just one that's going to sit in the corner and let life pass him by.
Yeah. Right.
And so it takes sharpening your parenting tools to do this. And I can remember just what you said, Ellen, kind of sometimes wanting to avoid it.
Yes.
So
instead of looking
at ways to get around it, like what can I do to help him cope rather than how can I help mm-hmm. him in his life?
Right.
My tendency would be a little lazy, wanting to manipulate the circumstances so I didn't have to deal head on butting heads yeah. like this all the time.
Well, the temptation is to just give them what they want after you've been beaten down. I remember my oldest, waking her up, and she would probably still be proud to the story about the story, so I can tell it. But waking her up one morning, and she woke up arguing about what to wear. The first things words out of her mouth, "I'm not wearing the yellow dress. Good morning to you too, sunshine." And that was just the kind of day we had a lot of times. Yeah. And she's still pretty strong-willed. Like you said, I mean, it's not a trait that I really wanted to go away, but it took maturity to learn how to direct it.
Who's
maturity?
Okay, a little maturity on both of us.
Well, and picking your battles.
Yes.
Because that's what happens, especially with a stronger-willed child.
Right.
You have to decide ahead of time. Is this a battle or do I just let it go and it just will move forward?
But you're the one controlling that.
Correct.
Not them.
Right. You're choosing the battle. Right.
This is a battle and I'm willing. This is the way we're going to do it.
Yes.
It's tough. I feel the tiredness for that mom because like you say, eyes open and going, I'm not wearing the yellow dress. I just spent all day yesterday preparing because we're going to go do pictures.
I
wanted her to wear the yellow dress.
Yes.
This is hard.
Yeah, right. But like you said, it took my maturing to realize, do I care if she wears the yellow dress today or not? No, I do not care. So guess who showed up to lots of functions with interesting clothes?
Right.
Because I chose those battles to surrender so that I could have the bigger battles.
And I had to work on my attitude, talk about us being mature. It's easier in the short run with a more compliant child.
Of course.
Okay, here, wear this blue dress. Yeah. Oh, you don't want to put it on? I'll even put it on you.
Yeah.
I mean, all of that's just easier.
Mm-hmm.
Doesn't help them to be released better.
No, it doesn't help them.
It doesn't help them over the long run, but then the short run, it sure is easier.
But it helps us as parents.
Mm-hmm. And I had to be mature and loving and not roll my eyes whether I actually did it or not. Or sigh, oh no, here we go again. I had to be careful about that in myself because that doesn't love my child well.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it just sets up the family dynamics are bad on that. The other kids pick up on it and they become very judgmental. And then it becomes this child maybe against everybody else. And they're ruining our getting out the door because they won't wear the yellow dress.
Mm-hmm.
And everybody else has on their yellow dresses.
They always get their own way.
Yeah.
You know?
See, it's a whole lot of family dynamics that I had to be ready for and be mature enough to navigate myself.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I think another thing we might want to think about on this is it really that they're strong-willed? Or is it more that they may have some sensory issues? Is it that they're overscheduled and overextended in your daily schedule or your weekly schedule? Like, start thinking of other things that might be going on that's causing this child to act out. And the issue might not be the actual issue. It might not be so much that he doesn't want to go to pre-K or that he, you know, wants the blue cup or whatever he's throwing the tantrums about. Yeah. It may be more that you're in too many activities, or he needs a longer nap time, or an earlier bedtime.
Or less stimulation.
Or less stimulation,
It could be there's just, like you say, lots of factors
here. Or, mom, are you weak-willed? Are you the one?
Talk about that some.
Well, I've watched parents as a strong-willed person. I would not consider their child a strong-willed
child. By the way, listeners, if you don't know, she qualifies to be a strong person.
And I would think, oh, my child's so strong-willed. And I'd be like, you're not. It's just you don't require enough from them and you won't follow through. So they've won every single battle. I'm watching the dynamics of you giving in.
Uh-huh.
And so they've just learned, if I push long enough, it's not a matter of they're strong-willed. They're just not doing what they're told to do. And mom or dad are not following up.
Yeah, and the child is upset because the parent isn't obedient
to
their request.
Yes.
Come on. I
hate when people don't do what I want to do.
Right. So true.
There was someone, Cynthia Tobias. She wrote a book on a strong-willed. You can't make me. And I love the premise of the book because that's the deal. A determined person. Mm-hmm. I mean, can you imagine your mother saying, you're going to sit there, Ellen, until you eat that broccoli?
No.
Because all you have to do is outlive her.
Right. Yeah.
You know.
Or give it to the dog when no one's hurting.
You know. So you can't make me. And that's one of the things is forcing our opinion or our will on a child rather than working with them.
Yeah.
And the big premise of this whole book was give them options.
Right. Mm-hmm. Yes. I think that's really, really important, especially with a strong-willed child or adult.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they want choices. Choices are really important, even if it's just a little choice. You can wear the blue shorts or the red shorts. Which ones would you wear? You know,
and the choices are both choices you're okay with.
Right.
They're wearing shorts regardless. Right. I mean, we're not going out naked. And so, yeah, if you are okay with both choices, then you win.
Yeah.
And they feel some control.
And you have to make sure as a parent you're not being over-controlling, because if you have a compliant child, it's really easy to tell them everything to do and they just comply. And then your strong-willed kid goes, I don't do that. You know, mm-hmm. And then you're now there's a battle. And you're not sure what to do with it because everybody else has complied with you.
And it may even be, again, we're not trying to avoid confrontation or manipulate. But like you say, let's say you have some compliance and this child that actually has opinions, mm-hmm. that maybe they want to be in on shopping for the dresses,
mm-hmm. yeah.
because they hate yellow dresses.
Right.
And that this parent might have to have a bigger parameter of choices. The other children don't care what you buy, but this one might want to have a voice even in what color dresses we buy to wear.
And when you do that, then the next time when you can't give them a choice, they're going to be a lot more understanding because you can say, hey, look, I almost always give you a choice in what you want to do and what you want to wear. But this one time,
yes.
I just really need you to wear this dress because this is going to go with
100%
with our pictures. Or
we have had that at our house multiple times.
And that it's appropriate. Parents are supposed to exercise their control mm-hmm, over their children.
Mm-hmm.
It's just learning the balance of when and where it's appropriate, and particularly with one that's pounding the walls to say, I want more control myself, lovingly, how do you navigate that? That's really tricky.
Mm-hmm.
I think that you need to, I just know as a strong-willed kid, everybody appreciated me but my family. You know, I mean, really, the teachers liked me, mm-hmm. you know, and I was a go-getter, and that was a positive trait. But for my parents, they always kind of saw it like rebellion. Because they didn't see, because their lives were very black and white. You either do what we say or you don't do what you say and you're in trouble.
Yeah.
And so that was always really hard for me because I'm thinking, and I would always ask them, why do I have to do that? And they would take that as a challenge, whereas really, truly wanted to know, was the reason that I have to do that? If you give me a reason, I probably will be a little more compliant. But they would take it as a threat to their parental authority.
Right.
Wow.
And so I think, you know, if you have a strong-willed child, you have to really think through, what are you asking him to do? Give them reasons why you're you're not obligated every single thing, but you're okay. I want you to wear the yellow dress because we're all wearing coordinating clothes on this day.
Right.
Very good.
I read in a book one time talking about strong-willed children. It said, value passion wherever you see it.
Yes.
And I thought, oh, I see it. All right. Plenty of passion under my roof. But I was just thinking about what you said. It's sometimes perspective. You know, my strong will that pushed back on me so much, you know, her Mother's Day Out teachers or other people that would have, I just appreciate her leadership. Yeah. You know, she's such a delight. She takes charge. She's the first to volunteer to help. All of those things. And I didn't see it as leadership or passion. I wanted control over all of the interactions.
Well, my parents would say to the teachers when they'd say that, are you talking about her? I have overheard them say that.
Yeah.
And their mouths are dropping because they just saw it in a different light.
So sometimes it's just reframing and giving them an opportunity to exercise these strong leadership qualities.
Well, you used the word threatened. So I think parents need to evaluate themselves. Do I feel threatened in this? Or am I taking it personally?
Right.
Mm-hmm. Because you might get your feelings hurt.
Yes.
Or why would you push back on me? I'm a right. really nice mom.
Right.
Or this is, I work so hard for this yellow dress. All of it that we either are taking it too personally or like your parents felt threatened.
Yeah.
And so I think, again, our answer is perspective.
Yeah.
And that the mom needs to say, where do I need to exercise control? And why is he acting the way he is? And why am I yeah. acting the way I am?
Mm-hmm.
Because it's much more than going to preschool or playing with your right. sister,
mm-hmm.
you know. This parenting is a messy deal, isn't it?
It sure is.
I mean, whether you've got compliance or not, you know, because I alluded to it a while ago, with my non-compliance, all the little compliance was just sitting over there getting so self-righteous.
That's very true.
And being yes. affirmed.
Yes.
And so it's messy dynamics.
Sure.
You know.
Yes.
Hey, thanks so much. And this messy dynamics is why we always say, parents, hang in there. Keep loving. Keep persevering mm-hmm. because it's worth it.
Yes.
As we come to the close of today's episode, I want to thank all of you for joining us and for sending us your thoughts and questions to help fill that digital mailbag. Reflecting on our discussion, it's evident that the challenges we face as parents are diverse, yet interconnected. Personally, I was surprised to see how much overlap and similarities there were between parenting that foot-stomping four-year-old and the wing-spreading young adult. Regardless of which age or specific issues you're navigating in your family, know that you're not alone on this journey. The Parenting Podcast is here walking alongside of you. Now, thinking about our conversation today, I encourage you to consider how you can implement some of the key takeaways from our discussion into your own parenting approach. Perhaps it's establishing and then keeping clearer boundaries with love and understanding, or offering your child, whatever their age, more choices to foster their independence, all while remaining the parent, keeping your responsibilities, and requiring appropriate respect. Take a moment to think about what resonated with you the most, and think of just one actual way you could apply it in your interactions with your own children. And remember, we're here to support you every step of the way. Don't hesitate to reach out to us on our website, social media channels, or by text at contact@theparentingpodcast.com. Your questions, feedback, and stories are always welcome. Looking ahead, I'm excited to announce that our next series will delve into the various styles of parenting, offering valuable insights and practical tips to help you traverse this complex terrain called parenting. Your journey as a parent is unique. We can walk that road together at TPP. Take care and see you soon.